This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. I wanted to talk to you. Oh, by the way, you have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean, and if you do want to call in, please do, 1-866-582-9933, and everybody that listens knows that this is coming. That if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Back in the state of Minnesota, from California, from Calabasas to L.A., to that of Anaheim, over to Palm Springs, preached in Temecula, then into San Diego, only to be disturbed for 3 days there. It was a trip, let me tell you, and I got a cough, and it's been going on all week, friends. But again, so just do tolerate me the best way that you can. I do appreciate it. I want to talk about, did you know that your government is arming agencies like the IRS? Did you know that your government is arming agencies like that of the DHS? Muslim stacked, by the way. But then again, just do your best to ignore the 35 jihadi camps in America. And do your best to just ignore the Muslims that are winning office even this week, friends. Just do your best to forget it. Just keep your eyes on the circus of politics, all by design. Did you know that your government is arming VHA, the OIG, the SSA, the NPS? Did you also know that Heinrich Himmler said, one of these devils, one of these baser sorts that was appointed by Adolf Hitler, 1 Kings 13:33, Germans who wish to use firearms should join the SS or the SA. Because, he said, ordinary citizens don't need guns, as their having guns doesn't serve the state. Well, that's not who we are in this country, but that's what they're trying to make it today, right? We're going to talk about that in just a moment, because I want to go off on this little tangent concerning this tyrant in Virginia. Did you know that now, friends, after this show of power from We the People to their representatives, you know, those that delegate their just powers from the consent of we the people, you know, after they just got done going over there and letting them know that we are not going to disarm, you work for us, we don't work for you. Did you know that this Virginia governor now wants to add insult to injury because he and the representatives, as they like to be called over there, they want to basically make it a crime for you to speak harshly against them for crimes against the people. Yes, they don't want you to think. They only want you to think about what you're told. They want you to do what you're told and nothing more, nothing less. That's not America. It's not who we are as a free people, friends. Do they realize their motto there, sic temper, semper, tyrannis? I mean, do they realize what that means? Do they realize on their flag they have an individual there with a sword in his hand and a stick in his hand, a staff, with the tyrant under his foot and his crown laid to the side? Are they paying attention to their own history? Of course not. But I will tell you this, they're fanning the flame of liberty to those that have ears to hear and eyes to see, because it's waking America up, these guys are. You know, you've heard me say a million times, let their cruelty swell our ranks. Guess what's happening, friends? They are. And I want to say this with a vote of confidence concerning where my faith is, where my trust in. It's found in Jesus Christ. It's not found in the arm of the flesh. Well, the Bible says it's a curse, Jeremiah 17:5. Just for the record. Just wanted to make sure everybody understood. Okay, not by power, not by might, but by my spirit, saith the Lord. I trust in him. But I also do know that our forefathers trusted in him too. They were the ones that said, our rifles we leave to heaven, okay, and the will of God. But they acted by faith. James 2:14-26. Read it when you get a moment. But did you know that the Virginia governor and representatives there are now they're now saying it's a crime. They want to make it a crime if you speak harshly out against them for their crimes against you, the people. Oh, yeah, that's why they're using the Muslims, by the way. Right? They're just incrementally corralling everybody into who they want to make the enemies. It's exactly what they're doing. It's exactly what they've been doing for a long time. This is definitely history repeating itself. At the end of the day, it's always aimed at the church, isn't it? Yeah, it is. It is. I want to go over to Martin Niemöller really quick because I'm just getting this as we speak. Do you remember, and I don't mean to say forgive me, but I do remember one of the statements that he made. He said, first they came for, you guys all remember this, right? I'm sure you do. He said, first they came for the socialists, and I didn't speak out because I wasn't a socialist. See how they used them at first? And then he said, then they came for the trade unionists, and I didn't speak out because I wasn't a trade unionist, right? Then they came for the Jews, and I didn't speak out because I wasn't a Jew. And he said, well, basically what he was saying is when they were done creating their enemies that they wanted to use to funnel down to me, he said, then when they came for me, he said there was no one left to speak out for me. All right, did you know Pastor Martin Niemöller, did you know that he blamed the evangelical church for helping Adolf Hitler to power? Just wanted to make sure you understand that history is being replayed today in America. It was the church. He wrote a book after the Holocaust. He wrote a book blaming the church and laying the responsibility of the rise to power concerning the Third Reich was laid to the feet of the evangelicals. Did you know that? Just wanted to let you know. I mean, we all know in America today the greatest advocates for the issues that we face that are destroying America is through the apathy and the tolerance of the professed church in America. It's not the church. They're the hypocrites. Okay? Make distinction. Ezekiel 44, verse 23, when you get a moment. But, folks, I got to go back to this because you do need to understand that at the end of the day, this is going to be aimed at patriots and Christians, Christian patriots, constitutionalists, those that are willing to stand up and fight the good fight of faith in the preservation of this country. Because there's still those in this country that don't understand that this constitutional republic of ours wasn't established by cowards. They don't realize that cowards are not going to preserve it. But these are the same ones that wouldn't call themselves cowards today. These are the ones that declare that they have the right and wrong answers, but they live the wrong lives, right? That's why they have a place called hell, friends. That's where these people belong, and that's where they're going, and rightfully so. We're going to take a quick break. I just wanted to remind everybody what's going on over in Virginia. I'm going to come back to that in just a moment. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. If you want to call in, lines are open, 1-866-582-9933. Be right back.
This is Rob Pugh from Wisconsin Christian News. I'm proud to partner with the Sons of Liberty. We're a national Christian newspaper available now in all 50 states. We have some of the very best writers in the entire country, including Bradley Dean. Check out our website and subscribe. Online, print, or better yet, get both at a discount for ease of sharing and accessible anywhere. And please consider donating to help our ministry continue and grow across the nation and around the world. Check us out, WisconsinChristianNews.com.
It was William Booth who founded the Salvation Army that said, I consider that the chief dangers which confront the coming century will be religion without the Holy Ghost, Christianity without Christ, forgiveness without repentance, salvation without generation, politics without God, and heaven without hell. It was also the same William Booth who said, if you want to change the future, then you're going to have to trouble the present. Well, we here at the Sons of Liberty have always been a troubler of the present to preserve our future for generations to come. And you can be a part of it too. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button, where you can join us in taking part in winning this nation for Christ by becoming a son or daughter of liberty. You can also make a one-time donation as well by clicking the Donate Securely button on our landing page. We cannot do this apart from you. We are all together in this fight to win America back unto Christ and restore us back to the foundations that made us great. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com today.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. If you want to watch us live, you can. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. You can watch us live right now and join along with live chat and our friends over there. Or go over to BeforeIt'sNews.com, BeforeIt'sNews, and you can watch us live. Thank you to my friend Michael Roach over there. If you want to call in, you can 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. You can also check us out on Facebook, Bradley Dean Double E, Twitter, Bradley Dean 1, YouTube, Bradley Dean, Sons of Liberty Media. And again, if you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933. We had another Muslim win office yesterday, for those that did not know, or for those that are not paying attention through the circus of politics, because they mean to keep your eyes on one thing while your country is completely being invaded. I was just thinking about this because during the last segment, I was talking about this Virginia governor and these said representatives. They're trying to make it a crime for you to speak harshly out against them for their crimes against the people. This is a tactic used by communists. Isn't it interesting that in America today, your said governors, your said representatives are attacking you harder than those that are winning office right now? We already know that the likes of Ilhan Omar, Keith Ellison, Rashida Tlaib, and the list goes on of those that are winning office right now, that they want to implement Sharia law. It's unconstitutional. It's subversive to this government, period. They have no business being in office. Okay? Lawfully. Nothing to debate. Just wanted to let you know that. And at the same time, simultaneously, what do you have? You have the governor trying to strip you of your God-given rights. And like I said last week, look at there. We're attacking Iran. Instead of Donald Trump dealing with Barack Hussein Obama's treason, he lays sanctions on Iran, leaving off the treason of Barack Hussein Obama, Article 3, Section 3, and the American people didn't know the difference. And interestingly enough, at the same time, again, simultaneously, what's happening? Governors in the United States of America want to open, 18 of them want to open the floodgates to more illegals in the United States of America. And when I say illegal, friends, I'm talking about those coming from the Middle East that aren't here to... They're not here to simulate. Just so you know, they're not here to simulate. If they are, welcome to America. Welcome to America. But that's not what they're doing. I just got this thought right during the break here. It's interesting to note, again, September 11, 2001, nobody's attacked you more than your said government, friends. It's not been a foreign enemy. It's not a foreign enemy, friends, stripping you of your God-given rights, attempting to do so. It's not your foreign enemies that are opening the gates to those that mean to conquer America. It's your said representatives. It's not a foreign enemy alluring them into the United States of America. It's interesting, they're told to come into America and then breed. And at the same time, your said representatives have convinced you to kill your babies to the equivalency of 60 million. Boy, America, you're really smart. You're really smart. You know so much. You know, the Bible says, Jesus told the Pharisees, because you say that you can see, he said, you're blind. But he said, those that say that they're blind, they're the ones that can see. And he's talking about carnality versus spirituality. Which spirit's speaking? The reprobate one? The dead one? That has there's no ability for it to judge right and wrong because it has no Holy Ghost to give it reference, right? Or to empower them? But my goodness, if we stick to the Word, it's amazing what we do know. We're fools for Christ, but we're smart in Christ. Right? Because we have the mind of Christ. Just thought I'd share that with you. The Muslims are coming into America, and they're told to breed you out. Who's opening the doors to them? Your said representatives. Who's convinced the American people that it's okay for the government to sanction the murder of the innocent in the womb? Your said representatives. Every capacity they are said representatives. Every capacity they can lawfully be removed, just so you know. Every single one of them. Well, Bradley, it's never happened. Well, now it's your time to show the world that it's going to happen in your time, right? The Lord said that he's faithful in every generation concerning the righteous. Virginia governor and representatives are going to have to change their flag if they advance their unlawful anti-First Amendment legislation. Sic semper tyrannis is the motto of the Virginia state flag, and it was the words uttered by, well, the guy that we were told that killed, that actually assassinated Abraham Lincoln, John Wilkes Booth. Question everything, friends. You really have to. But sic semper tyrannis was, again, and is the motto of the Virginia state flag. These were the words that were uttered by John Wilkes Booth when he assassinated the tyrant, Abraham Lincoln. It simply means, thus always to tyrants. Now, of course, the picture on the state flag bears the imagery of Virtus, the genius of the Commonwealth, dressed as an Amazon, resting on a spear in her right hand, pointed downward, touching the earth, and holding in her left hand a sheathed sword, or a perizonium, pointing upward, her head erect, face upturned, her left foot on the form of a tyrant, represented by the prostrate body of a man, with his head to her left, his fallen crown nearby, the crown of a tyrant, a broken chain in his left hand. By the way, if you look at the Lady Liberty, she has the same symbolism going on, and a scourge in his right hand. Now, why might the flag and the seal of the state in Virginia need to be changed? Because these said representatives in the state of Virginia, along with the tyrant governor, Ralph Northam, want to make it a crime for you to speak harshly against them for their crimes against the people. You do need to understand this is how tyrants operate. They mean to make the righteous the enemies of the state. How do they do that? Well, my topic today, friends, is just this. Did you know that your government is arming agencies like the IRS, the DHS, the VHA, the OIG, the SSA, and the NPS, and many, many more? Why is your government so adamant about disarming citizens? But they're arming agencies. Again, remember what I said during the first segment. Germans who wish to use firearms should join the SS or the SA. Join the state against the people. This is what he's saying. Because he said ordinary citizens don't need guns, as their having guns don't serve the state. Now, I want to bring it over to Scripture because this is what we're going to predicate and premise this conversation on. How do you control, how do you rule the people? It's all in the Scriptures, friends. It's all there if you're willing to look. Don't listen to the modern-day harling who says, oh, it's just not there. Oh, it's there, friends. These are the same people that tell you, that, you know, I just can't find any Scriptures that condemn homosexuality. Boy, And again, remember, friends, these are the people that you could transport to the sun and they wouldn't see it. Why? Because they don't want to lose their offering. They don't want to see the sun. They don't want their numbers to diminish. They care more about their compromises and their attendance and their money that they're making than they care about the truth. Right? There's 33 references, by the way, just in case you didn't know. Speaking of arms, the way to rule and oppress a people, to control them, is to first disarm them. By the way, Adolf Hitler said that dictators know that. The dictators in America know exactly that, friends, and that's exactly why they're trying to disarm you through gun control. It's about gun control. It reminds me of in New York, you go to the United Nations building, they have a six shooter, and it has the snub of the gun tied in a knot. You know what's interesting about their hypocrisy, friends? Take it a step further in thought. Sometimes two steps, three steps. You go inside the building at the UN, you got armed guards there protecting those devils inside who are trying to disarm you. But this is how you do it. First Samuel 13:22, it says, "So it came to pass in the day of battle that there was neither sword nor spear found in the hand of any of the people that were with Saul and Jonathan." Who are they fighting? The Philistines. Who are the children of Israel oppressed by? The Philistines. How did they oppress them? How did they control them? They disarmed them. Okay, just so you understand how this works. No debate. Common sense comes into play, right? When you go to the New Testament, it clearly says in Luke 11, what does it say? It says, when a strong man armed keep his palace, his goods are in peace. Yeah, we've seen that back during was it 1992? The L.A. riots. Remember the Korean man stood up on top of his store? He had an AK-47 and he stood up on top of his store. He lost not a jot or a tittle of his goods. Others were looted. Did you hear me? Others were looted. Again, common sense comes into place. How many people are actually mugged by muggers if they're armed? How does it work out for the mugger if they do attempt to mug an armed individual? It doesn't work out well, though. No. And by the way, that's the message that you continuously need to keep out there, how guns are protecting people. And you know how the media operates. They want to continuously demonize the weapon as if to suggest when the weapon is used committing a crime, what they fail to tell you is that the person that committed the crime ended up in jail, not the weapon. I've never seen a gun in jail. Have you? Neither have I. Well, I thought we were told that the guns are bad. You know, and then what we do see on the outside of the gates of the prisons, we see armed guards. Well, what are they for? Keeping the enemies or the prisoners within the gate, right? They're protecting their fortress. See, just learn from their example. That's all you have to do, friends. But disavow their hypocrisies and you'll be good. We're going to take a quick break and we're going to come right back to this topic. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, 1-866-582-9933.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow, I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go. I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
House managers are resuming their arguments for the Senate to remove President Trump from office in today's impeachment hearings. Democrats are planning to focus on how the law applies to the allegations they have made against President Trump. Republican Senator from Arkansas, Tom Cotton, believes the facts should stand on their own.
If they had strong evidence, though, I think they'd simply present that evidence and let it speak for itself. But they don't. That's why what we heard yesterday were repetitive arguments over and over again based on little more than hearsay and the House Democrats' objections to Donald Trump being the president and being able to set foreign policy for this country.
Vice President Mike Pence is calling on world leaders to confront Iran and global anti-Semitism. The vice president, speaking in Jerusalem, says we need to confront and expose the vile tide of anti-Semitism around the world. This is USA Radio News.
130 million Americans made resolutions for 2020, with more than half focused on health. But most resolutions are broken by February. To help you start down the path toward better health outcomes, Ancestry Health is delivering actionable insights for you and your family. Marjan Champagne, Ancestry spokesperson and board-certified and licensed genetic counselor.
Through a supportive, actionable, and affordable experience, Ancestry Health includes access to educational information, genetic counseling resources, consumer and physician-ready reports, and a family health history tool so you can take proactive steps with your healthcare provider to address potential health risks identified in your genes and family health history.
Why is the time right for Ancestry Health?
Your genes don't need to be your destiny. Understanding your familial and inherited health risks can help you take action to improve your chances of better health now and in the future.
Start down the path toward better health with Ancestry.com/health.
Is your child defiant, independent, annoyingly inquisitive? After a long, hard day of following the rules, who wants to deal with troublesome kids? 49% of children suffer from oppositional defiant disorder, or ODD. Symptoms of ODD include independent thought, rampant creativity, and failure to submit to authority. But now there's a solution. The good people at Pilfer can help you with their time-release, once-daily capsule, Compliacin. Your child won't be able to form his own opinions, let alone express them. It maintains your child's ability to go to a state-run school and perform simple tasks around the house. You won't have to worry about parenting, and the school won't have to deal with your kid asking questions. Compliacin. You'll go from this.
Quit telling me what to do! Quit telling me what to do! Quit telling me what to do!
To this.
Good morning, Mother. I love going to school. And this week we're learning all about how the government is our federal family and they're here to help us.
Compliacin. Talk to your school psychiatrist and ask for it by name.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. I just want to make clear, I'm just answering some objections on Top Chat right now, Sons of Liberty Media, before it's news right now. You can watch this live. Talking about how Adolf Hitler ended the Weimar Republic, the Jewish Germany gun control laws. Isn't it, you know, I just got to say this, isn't it interesting, and I'm not saying this about this particular individual, because he's a new guy on there right now, but I haven't got his mind on this wholly. But isn't it interesting how the answers that are needed to bring resolve to our country are simple? Isn't it interesting how those that want to act like they want the resolve continuously find objections as to how to get the job done? Have you ever noticed that? They're their worst own enemies. They continuously throw little pebbles in their own path. And at length, the stream backs up, doesn't it? Yeah, because they don't really want the answers. The answers are too simple. These are the same kind of people, friends, in the church that want to sit there and they want to argue over Scripture, yet we're all supposed to have the same mind and the same judgment. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 10. And they don't understand that there's a oneness involved. We're all supposed to know the doctrine as one. And then what happens is their flesh gets in the way, and then they want to deconstruct God. And then men begin to turn around and say, well, what's your interpretation of it? You know what? I'm here to tell you, I don't care what your interpretation is. I care what the Lord's is. And if a child is the model of heaven, that should show you how simple he made it for us to understand. Let's not complicate, friends, what the obvious answers are. And to be honest with you, these people are nothing but a bunch of time wasters. You have to learn to just keep leading the way. And these are the people that are right there to say, well, you know what, I believe that, you know, this was the Jewish Republic and this is the one that Adolf Hitler did. So what you just said, Bradley, there's not true. Okay, well, wait a second. First of all, everything Adolf Hitler did wasn't law anyways. Everything he did is what a tyrant does, what a devil does, just like his father, John 8:44. Okay? Matter of fact, if you want me to answer that objective that you might have, remember what Harry Truman said during the Nuremberg trials in 1945, May, the month of May. The first thing he said was the laws of God and the laws of man have been broken, period. Amen. Let's move on. Folks, did you know that your government is arming agencies like the IRS, the DHS, the VHA, the OIG, the SSA, NPS? I feel like I'm a rapper right now, friends. Now, while the government is busy attempting to disarm the Americans that they work for through their continuous propaganda efforts, they are on the back end in covert-like expanding their agency's arsenals. Just again, so you understand who the enemy is here, friends. This should come as no surprise due to the fact that these types of actions have been leveled against the American people, again, here we go, since September 11th, 2001, mask off, in which many agencies were created that were sold to the American people as precautionary and as security measures. You remember this, friends? Remember when Bush says, if you're not with us, then you're with the terrorists? He told you exactly who was responsible for what took place there in New York City, friends. But what do? We come back only to find that 18 years later that these same agencies have been found warring and stripping away the rights of the American people, that government is to secure the rights of the very ones that they're attempting to strip away. Read Deuteronomy 29, verse 63 when you get a moment. I mean, folks, if this is not a cause of alarm or for alarm to the people, then what is? I mean, let me reiterate the point, friends. You are under attack like never before. Hey, friends, let me just go back. Lord, I don't know what this is about, but I'll go there. I got a question for you. 10 years ago when I told you that you're propagandist through the mainstream media, and I told you that corrupt politicians were attempting to create insurrection, domestic insurrection, it's interesting how nobody answered that. It's interesting how all the conservatives and the good little Christians, lack thereof, in the pulpits, didn't say a word about it. Now, can I ask you something? Let's go fast forward 12 years, 15 years to the present. Was I right about what I was forewarning? Was I right about what I shared with you? In the sense of, not me, Bradley Dean, because I know nothing by myself, but was the leading of the Spirit right in waking the American people up to say, wait a second, if you want peace, these are the two entities. These are the ones that you're going to have to work with. In the sense of bringing resolve, bringing forth judgment, so you might know righteousness and peace within the gate. The mainstream media and corrupt politicians. What's everybody talking about today? I just want to know. Especially from all of my enemies. Hey, folks, my enemies know that I'm right. And I'm the first one to sit here and tell you I know I'm right. Why? Because of the way they harass this ministry on a daily basis. Just so you understand, folks. You know, another way of confirming or affirming the information that we're giving you here is accurate. Why is it they're suppressing my information? Why is it that I got to spend 5 minutes on Google to even find sonsoflibertymedia.com? Why is it that I have to hire an attorney now to go after Facebook? Why are they suppressing my information? Well, I don't understand. Do you? Of course, I'm being facetious. Yes, I'm playing with stupid with those that want to play stupid. Hey, folks, they didn't ever suppress or censor Fox News. They never suppressed Glenn Beck. They didn't censor Sean Hannity. They sure as heck didn't suppress Rush Limbaugh's information. Well, why is that, friends? Because they're controlled opposition. They're serving their sponsors. That's why. That's why they stay within their talking points. And P.S., just so you know, nobody fuels the right-left paradigm more than the conservatives of the day, friends. Just so you understand as to what's going on. How come they were never censored? How come MSNBC was never censored? How come ABC was never censored, friends? How come CBS was never censored? These are questions that you're going to have to answer. Because they're a part of the propaganda machine. The best that you have in the conservative movement today, friends, that are making millions of dollars off of your stupidities, that are working for their golden calf, They could care less about you. If they did, they would be out there on the front line, but they're not out there, are they? No, they're standing behind with a little camera on them, making millions of dollars off the stupidity of the American people that can't see any further than what they're told. And you deserve what you get. How come they're not being censored? How come their information isn't being suppressed? Because they're a part of the problem. They're the ones that the propagandists can use in dispersing their information to further confuse the people. How come they're suppressing my information when I bring up the Word of God or the Constitution? Because it brings about resolve. They don't want resolve. Do you understand what's going on here, America? I just wish people would think things through. Because if they did, a lot of people that you know today in the conservative movement, oh, a good portion of them, 98% of them, you would never see him again. If the American, here, let me say it this way. If the American people knew the Constitution of the United States of America, not a politician in a representative position right now, there would be very few left. Very few left. They got the American people caught up into a language that's so foreign to the U.S. Constitution that the joke is on you. Just think about that. I could say the same thing for the church. If the preachers in the pulpits today were actually preaching the Word of God, do you think they would be there? No. If the sheeple actually knew the Word of God, do you think there'd be a Joel Osteen? Do you think there'd be a Joyce Meyer? Do you think that there would even be a Franklin Graham, America? No, Franklin Graham's right there whispering into the ear of the president, just like his daddy did for how many generations. Did they teach their constituents that were going no further than the Grahams? Did they call for a protest concerning abortion? Nope. Did they call for a protest concerning sodomy? Absolutely not, they haven't. Do you think if the American people actually knew the Word of God, they would tolerate a Franklin Graham? Do you think they would tolerate how many other preachers in the pulpit today? Absolutely not. You know, folks, let me take it to a parable. I got this morning. I didn't know what it was for. Now I do. You know, you have Big Pharma making billions of dollars every day globally. You want to know why? Because the people have left the food that God has gave in its purity. And because they don't eat what God gave, guess what they do? They lean into man who creates chemicals which destroy the body, which they promise to lie, but they actually extract everything you got, just like the woman that had the issue of blood, who gave the doctors all that she had, and they couldn't deliver, they couldn't heal her, but Jesus could. You know what Big Pharma is, friends? And not in every given scenario, but I'm going to say it because it's true in my life. Big Pharma is there because the people have left off the plain medicines that God has given us. In eating the right foods. And that's exactly what I'm talking about concerning the doctrines. I'm talking about the pure Word of God. We wouldn't have Big Pharma in the church. We wouldn't have Big Pharma in politics. We wouldn't have politicians, and we wouldn't have hirelings in the pulpits if we just stick to the simplicity of the Word of God and the U.S. Constitution. And where you lose most people is when they have to act. When they have to act. They hate that cross. Again, they want someone else to do it for. And I want to tell you what, Scripture's clear, Philippians 3. And I want to say this clearly, and I want to make sure that you understand that I'm not talking around you. If this applies to you, you're an enemy of the cross, and you need to repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand, Matthew 3:2. Period. You're an enemy of the cross. It's not about the Lord, it's about you. Jesus said, he who tries to save his life will lose his life, but he who loses his life for my sake will find it. Christianity isn't about you whatsoever. It's about him. It's about him possessing the very temple that you said that you would give unto him. Hey, folks, we're bought with a price. We're not our own. We are a blood-bought people. And when we understand that, that takes it to a whole new level of holiness, right? Which is the flower. We're going to take a quick break, and I will hit this, friends, even if I have to tap into it. I got 15 more minutes left. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, 1-866-582-9933. Yesterday, I was accused of never opening my phone lines, and I'm like, you got to be listening to someone else's show because that ain't mine. 1-866-582-9933. We'll be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Grammy Award-winning producer Val Garay. Bradley Dean is a man who knows what it means to speak the truth. In this day and age, it's extremely important to have a voice for the voiceless and a caring person who loves God and country enough to fight for it. Listen to the Sons of Liberty radio show for the truth that will open your eyes and speak directly to your heart.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. That's right, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling today.
800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. That's 800-932-1789.
Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Did you know, this is on sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com, did you know that your government is arming agencies like the IRS, the DHS, the VHA, the OIG, the SSA, the NPS? Isn't that crazy? And all the while they're trying to disarm the American people. Just think about that. With the gates wide open to Muslims that are told to breed you out. That is a part of their plan, for those that didn't know. In the meantime, it's the same government that has sanctioned the murder of innocent, and you fell for it, America, and 60 million babies later, that generation's, a good portion of it's gone. But there will be recompense. You can rest assured during the next war. Mark my words. There will be recompense to the very number of babies that have been aborted. Mark them. So, non-military federal agencies under Trump... Oh, my goodness, there it is again. Oh, Bradley, you just lost my support. As if to suggest he was put there by the people. Yeah, I'm sure. Okay, great. As the agenda goes forward, right, and the people put him there? Okay. I wonder, did you go through, like, Common Core or something like that? I mean, 2 + 2 equals whatever you want it to be now, right? Okay. Yeah, I'm being a little funny, but I'm not. You kind of get to this point, friends, where you're just either going to cry or you're going to call them for who they are, because that's what this comes to. Non-military federal agencies under Trump expand already enormous arsenals. Just so you know, the massive purchases of ammo and weapons by non-military federal agencies like the Internal Revenue Service and the Social Security Administration, that's the acronym SSA, that first began under the Obama administration, see how they teed up for each other, has continued continued unabated under the Trump administration while receiving less media coverage. Of course, they just omit it. Doesn't mean they're not doing it, though. According to a report released last December by the Government Accountability Office, the GOA, there's their acronym. Man, everybody's got their acronym. Everybody's got their acronym. What's mine? BLD? I mean, where's my acronym? I almost sound like a sandwich, like a BLT or something like that, right? I mean, this is ridiculous. Look at all these offices that they just create. So we have the GOA, and recently highlighted by that of Forbes, the mass purchase of ammunition, weapons, and other military-grade items by ostensibly civilian government agencies has continued up through fiscal year, this going back to 2017. The latest year for which data is available. The report also found that many agencies have misreported, of course, by design, the amount and size of their ammo and weapons purchases to the GAO by a significant degree. In one case, the GAO found that the Immigration and Customs Enforcement, their acronym is ICE, okay, had actually spent 8 times more on weapons and ammo than it had disclosed to their office. Just in keep in mind, friends, again, I want to keep this in your mind. Now, I want to insert this back in. These are the same agencies, friends, that are being armed in government that have been created. Well, the same folks, well, the same representatives are passing bills to support these people in building their arsenals that are attempting to disarm you, okay? The budgets that had been proposed for fiscal year 2017, which ended on September 30th, had originally been drafted under the Obama administration, but were amended, okay, by the Trump administration. And then the Republican, for all those that are caught up into the unconstitutional party system, the Republican-led Congress, beginning in late January. Following Donald Trump's inauguration, the Trump administration chose to leave the massive purchases of ammo and weapons by non-military agencies as they were, despite the controversy they had caused among many Trump supporters. See, this is why they don't want you to know the truth of the matter. They don't want you to raise objections, friends. So it was the Trump supporters that were the reason that they kind of backed off of it a little bit, at least publicly. Okay, in other groups, when such purchases were made under the Obama administration, okay, bringing that in light, equivalent to that of Barack Hussein Obama. Now, among the agencies that acquired ammunition, weapons, and related equipment were the IRS spent $600,000 on ammunition, but refused to disclose to the GOA its intended purpose and told the GAO that it could not provide data on firearms purchases. Listen to this. This is the IRS telling the people that they work for unconstitutionally, 1913, go back, that's another conversation. But they're telling the American people, they're telling Congress that they cannot provide data. Can you imagine if you told the IRS you can't provide data? What sort of firestorm that would create, friends? See, you got to understand, friends, again, and put this into perspective. When the people fear the government, you have tyranny. When the government fears the people, you have liberty. The IRS has stated in the past that such purchases are used in investigating potential criminal violations of the IRS code. Oh, see? Its current inventory is estimated to include 4,461 firearms, including submachine guns, this is the IRS, and over 5 million rounds of ammunition. Does someone want to help explain that? Not that I need someone to explain that to me, because this is absolutely telling every step of the way as to what this is really about. So we have the VHA, the Veterans Health Administration, the Department of Veterans Affairs. Yes, you heard me right. Purchased around 600 firearms and nearly 20,000 rounds of ammunition, along with, ready, riot gear and camouflage uniforms. The VHA has claimed that these purchases are for enforcing federal law at the VA medical facilities. Wow. They really said it, friends. These are for enforcing federal laws at the hospitals. And they want you to believe it. And for some national cemeteries and for some benefits of locations. Okay. The office of the OIG of the Social Security Administration, the SSA, purchased around 300 firearms. You know why the SSA, the Social Security Administration, has to arm themselves, right? Because they figure when the American people figure out that they've been lied to and all of their money, their Social Security that they paid into for years is gone, I suppose they have to defend themselves. Isn't that right? Come on. That's exactly where we're at today. Does this help you understand how these politicians become millionaires after a year or two or three in office? They go in broke, and before you know it, they're as wealthy as can be. So the Social Security Administration purchased around 300 firearms and 250,000 rounds of ammunition. The SSA's OIG has stated that it uses these items for investigations into wrongdoing by, listen friends, by applicants. I'm not making this up. Beneficiaries, contractors, and third parties and employees. Hey, friends, they need 300 firearms. They need 250,000 rounds of ammunition because of wrongdoing on the part of applicants, beneficiaries, contracts, and third parties and employees. Boy, can you imagine me treating one of my employees like that? Take 300 guns and put them up on the wall, and they say, well, what's that for? Well, that's just in case you get out of line. Or a customer walks in the door and they say, well, what's all those guns for? Well, that's just in case you get out of line. What about those beneficiaries? They come in and they see all the guns on the wall. Well, what's those for? So that's just in case you get out of line. That's exactly what they're telling you, America, just in case you get out of line. The National Park Service, the NPS of the United States Department of the Interior, purchased, listen carefully, nearly 2 million rounds. This is the National Park Service. Oh, by the way, when I was in California, there was a... I don't watch television, okay, just for the record. But there was a television on, and there was a particular show about wolves in the Yellowstone Park. You know, again, keep in mind, 4,000 babies are murdered with the approval of a corrupt system that's antithetical to that of God, which brings the justice of God upon that nation at length, right? But it's interesting that the Yellowstone Park, National Park Services, now arm their park rangers. You know what they're doing? They're protecting the wolves. I'm not kidding you. Oh, America, you have been brainwashed. I'm embarrassed for so many of you. I really am. Listen to this one. The U.S. Department of Interior purchased 2 million rounds, approximately 1,500 firearms, silencers, riot shields and batons, camouflage uniforms, pyrotechnics, and specialized munitions. The state purchase of these items is to protect the safety and health of NPS visitors. Yeah, that's what they told you. Partners and staff, as well as our natural and cultural resources. Through those numbers certainly seem large, maybe even astoundingly so. On their own, they are a part of a years-long effort that began during the Obama administration that has seen many military federal agencies arm themselves to the teeth. Friends, who's trying to disarm you? Okay? Your representatives. Who's arming agencies? Your representatives. I think it's time for you to wake up, right? You can check this article out on, did you know that your government is arming agencies like the IRS, DHS, VHA, OIG, SSA, NPS on sonsoflibertymedia.com. Love you.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.